105.7 The Hawk, classic rock for the Jersey Shore.
I love.
Welcome to the Sonny's Recycling Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game is powered by Sonny's Recycling. If it's around your house or on your construction site, turn it into cash. No item too large or too small. Cleese Bar and Grill in Seaside Heights, where you'll find great food and friendly people. Brick IHOP, home of the Lovin' Card, which saves you money and helps children's specialized hospitals.
Participating sponsors are Ocean First Bank, Barnabas Health, Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, the River Watch Restaurant and Lounge in Brick, Ferrari's Pizzeria and Deli in Beechwood, Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair, Mulberry Street Italian Food Center in Brick, Kitchen and Bath with TLC, Capone's in downtown Toms River, and Tool Time Auto Repair.
Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Sonny's Recycling High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
The topsy-turvy world of Class B South is getting set for another night of activity. We are doing an A South matchup tonight with the Rams of Southern Regional playing host to the Jags of Jackson Memorial. It's Sarluka with the night off, along with Kevin Williams. I'm Matt Harmon. It is Southern Regional and Jackson, two teams still fighting to stay alive for both state playoff activity and a potential championship here in the Shore Conference. The up-to-date stats coming in Class A South. Brick and Jackson right now at 4-1. Lacey, Brick Memorial, Toms River South at 3-2, and the Rams of Southern Regional at 2-3 overall in the division. This one, a huge game for both teams. Jackson coming in off a extremely impressive effort over the Lacey Lions a week ago when they put up 62 points, ran up and down the field. Kevin, the question for Jackson coming into this one is, can that offense continue in what was a record-setting performance on so many levels a week ago?
Matt, I don't think they would expect to score 6-2 tonight, but they do hope that the new-look Jackson offense will continue. They made a change last week, went back to the power eye, which had been Jackson's primary offense for many years, had been running the spread. The results were obvious. 500 yards rushing in that 62-point explosion against Lacey that gets Jackson to that 4-1 conference record, and like Brick, those are the two teams that control their destiny. Jackson wins tonight. Brick beats Lacey tomorrow. They play next Friday at Brick for the Class A South Championship.
Yeah, there's a lot of big games tonight in Class A South. Southern obviously hosting Jackson. Brick Memorial playing host to Toms River South. As Kevin mentioned, the Brick-Lacey game tomorrow, all with big implications for the Rams. Well, licking their chops just a little bit at 3-3 coming into this one. Kevin, maybe the division out of reach, but certainly this one has major implications for the Rams getting into the state playoffs.
Absolutely. This kind of a must-win for Southern Regional. They sit in the eighth spot in their section. That's how many teams make the playoffs. So Southern pretty much knows they're to control their destiny for the states. A win tonight is a must.
Quick timeout for us here. We're back after the national anthem for Southern and Jackson. You're listening live to our Sonny's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now back to the Sonny's Recycling High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
As always, our pregame show brought to you by the Brick IHOP, where you can purchase their Lovin' Card for just $5. It supports children's specialized hospitals and gives you discount coupons. Spread the love at the Brick IHOP on Route 88.
Back here from Ron Emmerich Field, where the Rams of Southern Regional getting set to take on the Jackson Memorial Jags. The coin toss going on right now. Jackson has won the toss. They have elected to defer, which would normally mean that the Rams will get the football first, and Jackson will have the opportunity to make their choice in the second half. So we will get ourselves up and running here. Southern coming into this one, Kevin, 3-3, and as most teams that are 500 to this point of the year, you would think they've had a bit of inconsistency, and their record certainly plays that. They've alternated wins and losses through the first 6 weeks of the season.
Coming off a 12-7 loss to Brick Memorial last week, a game in which Southern head coach Chuck Donahue told me that the Memorial Mustangs dominated Southern on the offensive and defensive lines, and that was the key to that game. And Southern minus yards rushing last week in a 12-7 loss, really looking to get something going offensively, and they defensively will have to play very well against this suddenly explosive Jackson team. There is one notable injury, Matt, that makes our injury report, and that is Southern's Rob Yazor, who was our Cleese Ocean Trophies player of the game a few weeks ago against Toms River North, is out with a concussion. His loss will be a major one, both offense, defense, and special teams. He is normally the kicker. The injury report brought to you by the Matthew J. Morahan Assessment Center for Athletes, part of Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy.
Jared Calhoun will put it at the 40-yard line and kick this one away. Jackson so far in the year 4-2 overall. They started off the year on a three-game winning streak, dropped back-to-back games to Manalapan and Toms River South. That big win last week over Lacey, trying to make it two in a row and stay alive in Class A South, perhaps lock down a spot in the postseason as well. Going back deep for Southern in their home black jerseys, number 85, Ryan Jensen, and number 10, Zach Halliday. Great night for football. Weather doesn't seem to be an issue. Temps in the mid-60s and not a speck of wind to be had. Ball will bounce at the 5-yard line, picked up by Jensen. Comes forward right up the middle of the field, takes it out just over the 20-yard line, where it will be first down and 10 for Southern Regional. Vinny Celedonio on the tackle. Logan Sheehan is the senior quarterback operating this offense for the Rams. Mike Kazicki, already committing to Penn State, is the top target. 6'5", 230 pounds, will operate at the wide receiver spot with number 10, Zach Halliday. Justin Rupert and Bailey Bellissimo will share time tonight at tight end. The line, the tackles, Nick Mealy and Pat Ferraro, C.J. Lovis and Tim Davis, the guards, and Ben Castellazzo is the center. On first and 10, going back into the shotgun will be Sheehan. Grant Bissey starting tonight in favor of the injured Rob Yazor at the running back spot. It's a four wide receiver set. Sheehan wants to throw, in trouble. There's a flag out, and drop for the sack will be Sheehan all the way back at the 10-yard line. Looked like Brody Graham, number 89, the first one on the scene for Jackson. Graham, one of the defensive ends for this 4-3 Jackson team, a defense that, despite yielding over 40 points, Kevin, last week against Lacey, all in all, has had some pretty solid games during the course of the year.
Well, that first play was kind of indicative of what happened last week, in which the Southern offensive line had so much trouble blocking. Great pressure by the Jaguars. Big loss will bring up a second down and 20.
Jackson will decline the penalty to set up this second and long. We're just underway here in the first quarter, and another flag is out. I believe a sideline warning has been issued to Southern on the second play from scrimmage. Marcus Adamiola at one defensive end, Brody Graham the other. Brad Greenway and Glenn Capilla are the two tackles. Rest of the Jackson defense right after this play. Here's a run through the line. Ryan Jensen had the ball pop out, able to cover it, get back to the line of scrimmage. Nothing more than that. Third down and long coming up for Jackson.
Jensen, normally a wide receiver, has been converted to running back and will fill that Rob Yazor spot. Southern hoping to get something out of him again. An offense that really struggled last week, Matt, in the loss to Brick Memorial.
Hard-hitting three-man linebacker crew for Jackson. Zach Tetro and Vinny Celedonio, along with Ken Bradley, the man of the middle. Kahani Glover and Jared Calhoun, the corners. Mike Patrizzo and Joe DeMeo are the safeties. Sheehan looking to throw here. Lofsett's got a man open. Gasicki will go up and make the catch at the 30-yard line. Going to be a little shy, perhaps, of the first down, depending on the spot. Looks like a good full yard shy, so a long gain that will still leave Southern about a yard short.
Well, Sheehan rolled left, had a lot of pressure, and did a pretty good job, and that's one of those the old playground. Go, throw it up, and I'll go up and get it. And if two guys go up to get it, Mike Kazicki is going to come down with it.
Aaron Currit will go back deep and wait for the punt here of Gasicki.
At least that helps with the field position a little bit, as Southern had been pinned back pretty deep.
Good snap, no pressure. High, wobbly kick from Gasicki. Currit calls for and makes a fair catch inside of his own 30 at the 27-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for this Jackson offense. A record-setting day for the Jags a week ago, 62 points. Kahani Glover had a huge day at the tailback spot, rushed for 300 yards. He'll be in the backfield along with number 20, Ken Bradley. Joe DeMeo is the junior quarterback. Brody Graham to operate the tight end spot. Tyler Rauch and Cole Collins the tackles. Glenn Capilla and Brad Greenway are the guards, and Sam Mistretta is the senior center. Aaron Currit going at one wide receiver spot. Marcus Adamiola at the other. Far sideline off to the left. Jackson will keep it on the ground here on first and 10. Hard hit just over the line of scrimmage as Glover getting stopped just shy of the 30-yard line. That tackle made by number 66, Clay Robinson, part of a five. Rams Robinson, Pat Ferraro, and Justin Rupert, the inside guys. Mason Fasikas and Ryan Winkler, the two ends. Pat Walker and Bailey Bellissimo, the two linebackers. Kosicki and Vinny Colecci of the corners. Logan Sheehan and Zach Halliday are the safeties. Adamiola comes this time near sideline of the right, straight eye package for Jackson on second down and 8. Glover hit in the backfield and will get dropped. Big loss on the play. No doubt about that one. Fasikas the first one there for the Rams, and so far defense dictating the early stretch of this one. Just about 3 minutes in, no score with a third and 14 coming up for Jackson.
Fasikas has probably been the Rams' best defensive lineman. 21 tackles, 5 sacks on the season to lead the team. He's been very, very good. And as you said, a couple of outstanding run stops by the Rams to start this one out.
DeMeo on the season, 27 of 54. For 262 yards. This is not a throwing offense. Split wide receiver set. DeMeo, a little play action. Going down the seam and overthrows Adamiola. That is incomplete. Kosicki on the coverage. And on a quick three and out, Jackson will punt the football away. You're listening for our third man on the sideline, Ed Sarluka, not with us tonight. Just myself and Kevin. Ably assisted, as always, by Brad Biaroscano here as our on-site engineer. And Brian Cedillo tonight pushing the buttons back on the board of 105.7 The Hawk.
When Sarluka takes a night off, he really takes a night off. He's in Mexico.
Vinny Salatonio coming on to punt this one away. Almost blocked. Low kick. It is fielded inside of Southern territory by Halliday. Got some room coming to the near side. Gets back into Jackson territory. Tripped up at the 38-yard line. Tackled down the field by Ricky Bowl.
Well, that's a great play by Halliday to field that line drive punt and probably make about 15 yards on the field position. They will start inside Jackson territory.
Well, this is a Ram offense that could use any spark that they could get. And with good field position here on first and 10 from the Jackson 38, 8:36 to go in the opening quarter. Kosicki and Kolechia this time splitting out in a slot receiver combo off the right side. Tight end Bellissimo back to the left. Here is the give to Jensen off the right side. He is stacked up in the backfield. Adamiola leads the charge for Jackson. Loss of 2 to set up a second down and 12. Jackson in their away whites tonight. Black helmets, black pants, the red numerals. Southern in their home black jerseys with the gold pants, the gold helmets, and the gold numerals. Rams 3-3 overall in the season. Jackson at 4-2. Split back set this time for Sheehan on a second down and 12. Two receivers off to the right. Sheehan wants to throw, steps up in the pocket, pressured, going to move off to his right. Will break the plane of the line of scrimmage, get about 3 off the right side. Celedonio leading the Jackson defense that time to make the tackle. It'll be 3rd and 9 for the Rams.
As I said at the top of the broadcast, Matt, Southern has really had trouble running the ball for a good portion of this season now with Yazor, their leading rusher, out. Last week, 18 carries, minus 14 yards. Of course, some of that quarterback sacks, but the ground game never got going.
Justin Rupert coming in at the tight end spot will set himself to the right side of the formation. Bellissimo, the other tight end, to the left. Jackson showing blitz, movement up front. This should be against the Rams, and it will go from 3rd and 9 to 3rd and 14.
Well, that's not exactly what they wanted because they, to me, were in potential 4-down territory. Now it'll bring up a 3rd and 14. And if you're Jackson on a play like this, Matt, I think you have to double Kosicki. You just have to assume he's going to be the prime target all night long as Southern tries to, you know, make some plays.
Rams break out of the huddle. Kosicki will set himself to the right side of the formation, single receiver. Trips this time to the left. Kolechia, Halliday, and Jensen all go that way. Bissy, single man in the backfield. Jackson sewing blitz, then walk it off. They'll rush 4. This one in the flat. Catch by Kolechia, who will get back to the original line of scrimmage. So just about a 5-yard pickup will still leave the Rams with a 4th down and long. Kosicki, who is the punter as well, haven't seen any movement, though, of anyone else coming on. This could be still 4-down territory for Southern.
I'm going to say it is. They will go for it.
Sheehan will empty out the backfield this time, split the receivers, wings to either side, tight end to the right. He'll go quick kick and try to pin Jackson back deep. This will bounce at the 1 and then roll into the end zone. So all in all, just about 18 yards of field position gained by Southern, hoping that Sheehan could have pooched that one up just a little bit higher. Almost midway through our first quarter, 6:10 to go in the opening set of 12 minutes. We are scoreless between Jackson and Southern.
Jaguars second possession on offense, three and out the first time, with Southern doing a great job with holding Jackson to minus yardage on the first two carries, and then a third down pass incomplete.
Split wide out set. Stand up tight end sent to the right side of the formation for Jackson. Glover gets the carry off the right side. Hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage. Robinson makes the tackle. About a two-yard pickup. It'll be second and eight.
Boy, the Rams playing gap defense, looking to make plays before Glover can get going. Of course, as we said, Glover rushed for 300 yards last week in the win over Lacey for the season. 739 yards rushing and 9 touchdowns. Jackson always finds a tailback.
Split wide out set again. Adamiola up top to the right, matched up against Kosicki. No safeties up over the top, so 8 in the box. Here's the give again to Glover off the right side, and again he is stopped, this time a yard behind the line of scrimmage. Pat Walker, the sophomore inside linebacker, makes the tackle. Loss of 2, set up 3rd and 10.
Matt Abatto, the Southern defensive coordinator, really selling out with his unit. I think they're daring Jackson to pass. You mentioned it's not something they do all that often. DeMeo just 27 of 54 coming in for 262 yards, but the Rams' philosophy is let's force them to put it up.
Well, when you move both safeties up into the box and leave your corners outside with nobody, you're definitely daring somebody to run. Similar type set here, as this time two receivers will go off to the left. Play action for DeMeo. In the flat, we'll find the fullback, Ken Bradley, who makes the catch. Lower the shoulder, has the first down and more, and then bumped out of bounds by Gazicki at the 41-yard line. Simple pass pattern that picks up just over 20 yards for Jackson, and that'll get him a first down.
Yeah, and they had a defense pretty well. If they could have made the tackle on the initial contact, would have been short of the first down, but Bradley is an absolute powerhouse. Terrific middle linebacker, now getting a chance on offense to be more than just a blocker, as he responded last week with a big game, 5 touchdowns a week ago.
Bradley, not easy to tackle. Easier said than done. 6 foot, 220 pounds, was a guest on our Thursday night show a few weeks back. He's got a pretty big frame. On first down and 10 from their own 41-yard line. The give is to Glover off of the right side. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a half yard. Pat Ferraro on the tackle. Walker Stopik in his third year as the Jackson head man across the way. Chuck Donahue, the longtime head coach here in the Shore and at the State. There is a Jackson player down right now, so play halted for just a second. 4:24 to play in the opening quarter. No score between Jackson and Southern.
First score from the big one up in Monmouth County tonight. Red Bank Catholic are on their opening drive, goes right down the field and scores. They lead Middletown South 7-0.
Cases who have made short work of just about everyone so far this season. The player down for Jackson, by the way, being tended to is Brody Graham, the tight end and defensive end. He is up sitting right now. We'll see if able to get up and walk off under his own power.
Larry Radiali is having a huge year for the Casey's on a 7-yard touchdown on that first drive for RBC, who, as you said, has just run roughshod over everyone at the Shore this year.
The trick, of course, for the Casey's will be how they do come state playoff time. That has been their question the last couple of years, always with a pretty interesting game on Thanksgiving against Rumson, in which the A Central championship will likely be decided.
Yeah, how about these numbers, Matt, for the Casey's? They're 6-0. They've scored 295 points in those six games, just under 50 a game. They've given up a total of 23 points all season.
Graham is up and walking off, albeit with a bit of a limp under his own power. Vinny Celedonio will come in. He will play the tight end spot right now, certainly capable as a back. Check it. Second down and 9 with the clock now back up and running, ticking down towards the 4:15 mark. Ball at the Jackson 42. Split wide out set again in that familiar I formation. Glover, the deepest man. The give will be to Bradley, first man through. Hit in the backfield and pushing the pile forward to the 45-yard line for a gain of 3. Make it third down and just about 7 coming up for Jackson. Host of Rams in on that tackle. Boy, every time Bradley gets the ball, it's almost like you got to just jump as many guys on top of him as you can to slow him down a little bit.
He's an outstanding wrestler as well, being highly recruited by many schools for football and looking at some of the Ivy League schools. His dad, Tom, is the longtime Jackson defensive coordinator.
Adamiola up top left. Here comes a blitz from the Rams. Ball thrown in the backfield. Glover gets it, moves forward. Going to be stopped shy of the 50-yard line, also shy of the first down. Colencia up to make the tackle for the Rams. Fourth down and just about 2 now coming up for the Jags. So the Ram defense has done their job so far, slowing down an offense that put up 62 points a week ago, forcing Jackson into another punt.
Hey, Matt, think about that game last week with Jackson and Lacey, 62-44. There were 15 touchdowns scored in that game. It's just unbelievable.
Lots and lots of points. Kelechi and Halliday both go back deep this time for the Rams, standing at the 10-yard line, split in the field at the hash mark. Adonio gets the snap. Mild pressure coming, and that one was almost blocked, turned into heavy pressure. Ball getting a bit of a Jackson bounce inside the 20-yard line, down at about the 18. That pressure from Mason Fasikas almost got through to Celedonio, and now the Rams will have it first and 10 from their own 18-yard line with 2:34 to go so far in a scoreless first quarter.
Actually don't know how Fasikas missed it. I just don't think he got the arms up, but he was certainly there and plenty of time to block it, pressure on. So Southern back on offense for the third time tonight, really have not done much at all.
And neither team has really moved the football too much. Jackson, a bit of success on that last drive. The Jag defense coming back on. Gazicki will split this time near sideline to the left. Going up top to the right is Halliday. An I formation look this time for the Rams. And up under center for the first time tonight is Sheehan. Gazicki motions across the formation from left to right. And Sheehan will be dropped in the backfield. Flags coming out as well inside the 5-yard line. That tackle made by Adamiola, the 6'3 senior defensive end. There was a flag thrown in the middle of the play and one thrown on the far sideline as well.
Thought it could have been an intentional grounding of the ball left his hand. Then I thought it might be a face mask. It is a face mask, yep. Adamiola not only got some uniform, he got some face mask, and that's really a break for the Rams, who would have been way, way back deep in their own territory. Again, they're having a lot of trouble up front blocking.
And it's been just a 4-man rush for Jackson through much of the night. So with the penalty, which is taken after the spot of where the tackle was made, turns into about a 2-yard gain for Southern.
But an automatic first down.
8 is how they have it set right now. Here is the give. It'll be Jensen who will get the carry. He'll break the plane of the 20-yard line, get to about the 23 for a 3-yard pickup, working down towards about 2 minutes to go. Bradley and Patrizzo on the stop for the Jags. 2nd and 5 after what was 1st and 8. Play coming in from the sideline and in the direction of Sheehan. Rams taking a long time to break from the huddle here on this set. Halliday and Gesicki will come near sideline left. Gesicki goes to the line, but as the first receiver closest to the line.
That judge is counting.
Sheehan gets it off in time. Play action. Wants to throw, looking for Gesicki. This ball thrown up in the air and thrown over the top of Gesicki. Coverage by Kahani Glover and some miscommunication as Gesicki and his counterpart wide receiver Zach Halliday have a couple of words. It'll set up now a 3rd down and just about 5 for Southern.
Minute and 32 left in a sort of unproductive first quarter, at least for the offense.
And a very quiet game so far.
Yeah.
Crowd hasn't had a whole lot to cheer about on either side.
You know, the only touchdown Southern scored in the game against Memorial last week was a 68-yard pass to Rob Yazor, who would shortly be injured shortly after that. And I kind of feel like tonight they need to hit some big plays. I just don't see him rushing the ball down the field on long drives.
3 wide receivers set. Sheehan out of the eye will work and go down the field looking for Gesicki in double coverage. And this one again thrown up over the top. Glover and Patrizzo keeping an eye on number 18 in the Ram uniform. Gesicki so dangerous on the incompletion, 4th down, and another punt.
And you know what? If I'm Jackson, that's what I'm doing all night. I'm going to double him, take my chance somewhere else. The Rams should be able to get other guys open because of that. But again, you know, Gazicki's kind of the security blanket, because if you get the ball anywhere near him, he's got a pretty good chance of coming down with it.
He's certainly bigger than any player in the Jackson secondary by at least 5 or 6 inches. We'll punt here on 4th down. No pressure. Gets off a wobbly end-over-end kick that will bounce at the Jackson 40-yard line and trickle down inside the Jag 30, down at the 28, running down and covering Mike Butera. So the Jag offense, which has been pretty slow so far here tonight, comes back on for their 3rd opportunity. We have had so far 5 punts on consecutive series, 3 for Southern, 2 for Jackson, and with 73 seconds to go here in a scoreless first quarter, 3rd opportunity for the Jags. Same look for Jackson. Straight I formation. Celedonio remains in as the tight end. It will be Glover, deepest man of the I formation. Takes it right up the middle and then goes off to his left for just a little bit. Squirts forward for a gain of 3, maybe 4 yards. Make it 2nd down and 6.
I think that's actually the best first down play they've had with some positive yardage, a gain of four.
DeMayo breaks from the huddle. Adamiola this time coming near sideline right. Curet going up top to the left. Ball set from the left hash mark. Here out of the eye. Three-step drop. DeMayo lets it go down the far sideline. Curet there but cannot hang on to it. Coverage by Kelechia, who batted the ball away at just the right time. Clock stopped with 37 seconds to go here in the quarter. Make it third and six.
Like the call on second and six, and I think that's what Jackson will need to do to loosen up the Southern defense, take a couple of shots downfield, make them respect the threat of the passing game. As you said, those safeties have been playing in the box. You got to get them to drop back a little bit.
Yeah, maybe next time you throw something over the middle and really challenge the safeties to see if they can react off of play action. Jackson breaking from the huddle. DeMayo sending this time both the receivers into the short side of the field. The offensive left, tight end right with Glover and Bradley making up the eye tandem. Third and six. DeMayo, play action again, will roll left and find again Bradley in the flat. The fullback will rumble his way forward, stay on his feet for some extra yards. Let's see where they mark him out of bounds. It'll be in Ram territory at the Southern 45-yard line.
Same play they used, Matt, before to get the first down. DeMayo fakes the handoff, and Bradley just sort of drifts out in the flat. No linebacker on him, was able to make positive yardage. Two good receptions, two very positive plays for first downs.
Yeah, believe it or not, for Bradley, he has doubled his receiving output from the whole season. Came into the night with just one catch. He's got two already here in the first quarter. First and 10 at the Ram 45-yard line. DeMayo up under center. Here's the give off the left side for Glover. Hit in the backfield, slips a couple of tackles, comes forward, gets to the 40. They will spot him at the 38-yard line, a gain of seven. Tackle made by Ferraro. That was a play that could have been stopped in the backfield and will likely take us to the end of the first quarter as we are inside of the five-second range, and Jackson in no rush to get back to the line. We'll step out here and take a quick timeout. We have played one. No score between Jackson and Southern. Back right after this with more of the Sunny's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.